Here we are in Plougonvin at the foot of the Calvary.
It is said that the original church should not have been built here, but at the place called Quillieu, where two menhirs still stand, indicating the place where it should have been constructed. But there, every night, a mysterious hand comes forth to destroy the work of the day. Leaving it to God, the workers placed the statue of Saint-Yves on a cart, pulled by two oxen, set them off, and they stopped at Plougonvin. And so, it was there that they built the church.
In 1464, Jean Lagaduc de Plougonvin would write the Catholicon, that is to say, the oldest Americo-Franco-Latin dictionary.
Let's take a little tour of the horizon.
First, look at the Calvary, built in 1554. During the French Revolution, as part of the de-Christianization of the country, the Calvary was dismantled. In 1810, it was at last rebuilt, but out of order.
This imposing Calvary is in the shape of an octagon, symbol of perfection and of work achieved. Among the groups sculpted on the Calvary, one personage is exceptional. It is the only black person found on a Breton Calvary. A hint? It's one of the three wise men, the Mage Kings.
And also look out for Satan, placed just beside Christ. He's wearing a smile that will send shivers up your spine. Now to your left.
The columns on the lawn remain a veritable mystery.
Carrying on.
The ossuary of the 16th century, with its 12 bays, its framework in the form of an overturned boat, and a roof done in common slate.
A type of slate slated for further description in the tour of the parish close in the countryside of Lyon. Now turn towards the church.
Its patron saint is Saint-Yves. The construction of this beau manoir-style building was completed in the 16th century. But in 1930, a fire ravaged the church, leaving only its walls.
All around the church are chimeras, one with a lion's head and the body of a rat, and ferocious fighting dogs who protect the parish close. Among them, a pig with vampire teeth. See if you can find him. Now to your left.
The chapel has been converted into an exposition space.
Looking towards the town, you'll see the barrier of the Mont d'Arrée.
Robert Moreau, the mayor of Plougonvin, tells us about them.
From here, when you look, you see the mountain. Those who live there are the so-called mountain people. People say, you don't go into the Mont d'Arrée, you go to the mountain. Where do you live? I live on the mountain. It's simply the Mont d'Arrée, which are only a few hundred meters high, but you're in the mountains. As well, the Mont d'Arrée separate the Atlantic watershed from that of the English Channel. All the rivers on this side drain to the north, into the Channel. And on the southern watershed, they flow towards the Aulne, which is to say, into the Atlantic.
Say, do you know why the Mont d'Arrée have such red earth? A legend explains.
In the solitude of the Mont d'Arrée, a cruel lord has built his dwelling. Very rich, but even more miserly, he chased from his domain beggars and the poor. One day, a needy man, who the Lord had beaten with his cane, suddenly flew up into the air. It was the Archangel Michael, who with one flash of his sword set the chateau afire. And that is why the earth of the Mont d'Arrée is so red, as if it had been burned by the flames of hell, which destroyed the Lord and his chateau.